When Ben Klein, U.S. Congressman for the 6th District, held a town hall meeting in Bath County last Wednesday, conversation was sure to turn to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. A recent meeting in Burnsville had updated residents about the hold on construction while legal proceedings moved forward, and much more about what the project could mean to the Highlands. In addition to public safety, some of the most urgent concerns are erosion, sedimentation, decline in water quality, and possibly even water excess at all.
And when you consider the fact of what's happened in the Mountain Valley Pipeline, I think those were very valid concerns.
Gary Robinson of Little Valley described how long, for 4 years, opponents have been working to have legislators hear and act upon those concerns.
I guess what I'm asking is, at this point, Dominion's going to try to go to Congress. They're going to try to bypass all the regulatory process. They're going to try to get you guys to give them permission to do something that they shouldn't be able to do because they haven't done their homework. They simply have tried to push this thing through because they thought they could with billions of dollars backing them.
Pushing it through means having begun construction in West Virginia and North Carolina while litigation is still pending across Virginia, Gary included.
And I believe, honestly and truly, the reason this pipeline is being pursued is not because of need, it's because of the 15% profit they're guaranteed by the federal government.
The congressman didn't provide any additional financial information on Dominion's arrangement with the federal government, but he emphasized his belief in following the laws.
And that eminent domain is used for public purposes and not for private gain. And that's something I fought for in Virginia.
If Congressman Klein really did carry that fight to Washington, then maybe Jeanette and Gary Robinson, whose farm has been in her family since the 1700s, could have some hope. So far, what arrived in the mail has not given that.
This week, we received a final offer that if we do not let Dominion take a half a mile of our property, that they will take it by eminent domain.
When pressed by other landowners and voters just exactly where he does stand on the ACP, the congressman replied,
I want it done. If it's done, I want it done safely. It's not up to me as to whether it gets done.
Bill Limpert, another affected landowner, described how, based on previous work experience, he expected federal agencies to check the power imbalance between citizens and large, well-funded corporations.
Not the case. We're sitting on one side of the field. Dominion and the ACP are sitting on the other side of the field. And instead of being a referee, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is sitting on the other side of the field with the ACP and Dominion and coaching them and ignoring us.
Congressman Klein provided a description of a bill still in the introduction process that would require increased scrutiny whenever new information regarding the route is introduced and that environmental impact statements will be rewritten as needed.
And if the bill that I've co-sponsored isn't enough, tell me where it falls short and what more needs to be done to make sure that the law gets followed.
The complete recording of the town hall meeting with Congressman Ben Klein is available on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.